Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by actress, producer, musician, model, and author of Bonfire. You've seen her on film and screen. Her latest project is her second novel, Retreat. We welcome Kristen Ritter.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Kristen, let's go Beyond the Mic. Con woman Liz Dawson on the run from her marks to her own mother. Why is her escape from detection from her own deceptions a trap in itself?
Yes. So Liz gets herself into a bit of trouble and gets caught up in something much bigger than she could have ever imagined. You know, we meet Liz and she is a sort of low-level functioning con woman. She is working the art scene and she's starting to feel like this life where you know, if you're conning, you're alone. You don't have any attachments to people, to places, to things. She's in a place in her life where it's starting to feel like it's not sustainable and she's ready for the next chapter. One little opportunity comes her way that she can't say no to. And little does she know that there's a whole mastermind plan in store for her. So you're in for a fun ride with Retreat.
How long did it take to write Retreat? And how easy was it to get back into writing mode 8 years after Bonfire?
Well, funny enough, Retreat, the original idea, happened well before Bonfire.
I didn't know
what exactly I would do with this idea. It's been in the works for 12, 13 years. The original idea kind of came to me when I was on a trip in Mexico, traveling alone. Just really quickly, I'll tell you, I was traveling by myself. My girlfriend did end up meeting me down there. But my show had just gotten canceled to be in Apartment 23. I was like, what's next? What am I going to do? Like, let's like really sit and think. And then there was this guy that came by the hotel and he said, we can't find my girlfriend. She rented a bike earlier this morning from this hotel and she's missing. But he didn't seem like that upset about it. So my mind like went crazy. What if he's here planting an alibi? What if he murdered his girlfriend? What if this is like some big crazy thing I'm going to get swept up in? And that was where the idea was born. Being in a place in your life where you're ready for a change and then just getting caught up in something huge. And then as the years went on, inspiration would come from different places. And then it evolves like many passion projects over years and years. And here we are. But it's been many years in the works. And then after Bonfire, I was trying to figure out like what the next book would be. And I was like, you know what? I think it's going to be Retreat. So I've been writing it really for the past 5 years in book form, beyond like just an idea and outline.
When you make that film, who would you like to cast as Tilly?
That's a great question. We are in early talks for a television series. So hopefully more news will be out about that very soon. I feel like if I said who, I would give too much away.
Time's running out, so we're going to go to the Fast Five random questions answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. How long did it take you to record the audiobook and how many cough drops did it take?
I ate green apples and it took 7 days, maybe eight, and long, long hours. We're talking like 8 hour days. It was one of the biggest undertakings, the hardest things I've ever had to do. But I'm so glad I did it because the audiobook turned out really cool.
Which ride at Disneyland is your favorite?
Incredicoaster.
Best Interpol song of all time?
Untitled.
How about the character you've always wanted to play?
A serial killer.
That's ironic.
But I am playing one now. So yeah, go on. Yeah, but I got to find a new thing.
Last thing you've knitted.
Last thing I knitted was a hat.
We'll sneak in a couple more. Which character out of all of your roles do you relate the most to?
Ooh, that's really tough because I feel like the characters that you play seep into your cells a little bit and they stay with you. I would say the most fun I've ever had is the Bee in Apartment 23. The most like meaningful and impactful in my life in terms of what it means to people and my fan interactions would be Jessica Jones for sure. I think Jane in Breaking Bad is one that people get very excited about as well. I had no idea that character would become so iconic, but she is.
Who influenced your love of acting?
Who influenced? I think Jim Carrey. When I was young, I would watch his movies like on repeat and his funny faces. And I actually got my first acting manager by doing an impression of him.
It's time for One Big Question with Kristen Ritter, author of The Novel Retreat. How has your own survival instincts grown from modeling in Hollywood found their way into Retreat?
Yeah, so I am very resourceful. And I think that's something that has served me from the time I got into this business until now. I've always been very scrappy, very resourceful, very much someone who thinks outside the box and has big ideas and goes for them. And that is my survival skill. And it's also my kryptonite, because sometimes I can get myself a little burnout, but that has also like gotten me where I am.
She loves the Incredicoaster, last knitted a hat, and wants you to read her new novel, Retreat. Kristen Ritter, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Mini. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.